Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 6, 2023. When events are overwhelming? Question: how can we act correctly when events in the outside world overwhelm a friend and alienate him from the group or from the spiritual path in general? Answer: we have to wait. Events pass, and a person begins to think more independently, and frees themselves from the power of the media. Gradually a person will become convinced that all this must be balanced and not perceived as before. I encounter this very often. During the war and during the many demonstrations and rallies, people are under the control of their feelings, and they do not understand and cannot figure out what is really happening. Therefore, we need to cool it all down. Question: if a situation arises where there is a surge of emotions about events in one country, then people begin to relate to the troubles in another country with some coolness. It turns out that even in our community, one's shirt is closer to one's body. But this is wrong, isn't it? Answer: right or wrong, we cannot judge. We must weigh everything regarding good connections between people, because in the end, only this will help us understand the states we are passing through and come to the right agreement. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 30, 2023. Writings of Rabash: one's future depends and is tied to gratitude for the past. Turn criticism into prayer? Question: in the article The Agenda of the Assembly, Rabash writes that the left line is the place of prayer. If criticism is revealed, what needs to be corrected so that the criticism turns into prayer? Answer: we need to correct ourselves. What are you asking for? What request are you turning with? A prayer is a request, and if you do not have a request for something, then you have no reason for a prayer. Therefore, we must choose those requests, those questions for which we want to receive answers from the Creator. Let us help that we will do it. The most important thing is that we have common questions and common answers, and with them we turn to the Creator as if the whole group were one man. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 24, 2023. Writings of Rabash: the Agenda of the Assembly. How to get closer to the Creator? Question: how does a person have the strength to walk with his eyes shut if he does not see the greatness of the Creator? Answer: a person receives strength through the group, through the friends. Even if he himself does not reveal and does not see the greatness of the Creator, by approaching his friends, he feels that it is in them. Question: but how can he find himself in a low state without seeing at least some greatness? Answer: he has the greatness of the group. He must raise the greatness of his friends in order to get closer to the Creator, because the Creator is within them. That is why it is said, from love of friends to love of the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 19, 2023. Writings of Rabash: what is a flood of water in the work? Working with primary sources. Question: what should we learn from the blows we are currently receiving? Answer: we must get closer to each other despite all manifestations of hatred between us. That is love above hatred, faith above reason. We must do it. Question: if hatred flares up within us and we study the primary sources, does the reforming light pull us out of egoism? Answer: yes. This is only done through the source called the Torah. In principle, this source is present in all nations. We just need to understand how to work with it. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 17, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: expulsion and redemption. The special feature of the 18 prayer. Everyone should behave the same as in the last three of the 18 prayer. In other words, after having pleaded before the Creator, the Zohar says that in the last three of the 18 prayer, One should think as though the Creator has already granted his request and he has departed. Rabash. The Agenda of the Assembly, 1.17.2.1984. The 18th prayer is a standard prayer. The rest of the prayers a person can say from himself. He can recite passages from Psalms and other things, but the 18th prayer, that is, 18 blessings, is the prayer with which we turn to the Creator in the morning, afternoon, and evening. This is not an ordinary prayer, not the prayer that you build yourself. This is an established prayer, which was written 1,000 years ago. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 24, 2023. Writings of Rabash, The Agenda of the Assembly, Part 1. If you want to escape problems. Question: thousands of people disappear in Japan every year. They leave their families and their jobs, they leave it all behind of their own free will. They change their names and start new lives in a new place. This phenomenon is called yohatsu. It is a way of escaping problems in one's personal life and societal pressures. Someone gets tired of their work, of having many problems, and runs away. In Japan, there are agencies that help a person disappear without a trace. They are called night travel services. Such is life. What do you think of such an escape? Answer: the Japanese overall are a mystery to me. On one hand, they have kamikazes who can go to death with their eyes open and know in advance when it will happen to them, and on the other hand, they are running away from some small difficulty in ordinary life. They just suddenly leave and change everything. Question: in general, how do you feel about such an escape from yourself? Answer: I don't feel like I can. Question: in your case, yes. But is it even possible to escape from problems? To change everything in an instant, just like that? Answer: I do not know how far I can run from myself. And if not from myself, then it does not matter. Question: so you even welcome escape from yourself? Answer: no, I don't welcome it. I'm saying if you could run away from yourself, take a pill or something else and the whole past would break away from you and let you start over as it were, that would be good. Question: but you would still have the same character and the same habits because the person does not change. That is, he seems to invite the same problems, another wife may be even worse, and so could other problems be. What then? Answer: it is obvious that you cannot run away from yourself. Question: let's say a person sees how terrible he is. Not even with these external problems, just to see himself, he is shown that he is, as you say, a complete egoist. How can he escape this? Answer: there is no way. Question: what should one do? Answer: you cannot run away from yourself in any way, nor can you run away from your egoism. You can start to work on it, slowly reform it, change it, and turn it inside out, but you cannot run from it. Question: why do you always say we need to get closer to others and build good relations when we are the opposite, we're egoists? How can we escape? Answer: there is no way. Question: so why do you suggest building good relations and connecting with others? Answer: I really do advise that you rise above yourself to the next degree. Question: how so if you say it's impossible? Answer: according to the law of negation, that is, to turn inside out. Question: how can I do this? Can I do it myself? Answer: in the right environment you can. Question: so I have to find a society of people who want to turn themselves inside out? Then what? I see them trying to turn inside out. What are my actions? Answer: I want to be like them, to join them and also to try to turn myself inside out. Question: is it possible to turn oneself inside out? Answer: yes. Question: so what is there, on the other side? Answer: what is good will be bad and what is bad will be good. Question: what is good will be bad, I get it. But will the bad become good? The bad thing for me was, as we say, to connect with others, to make good relations. Will it become good? Is this just what man needs by and large? Answer, yes. He will be in another world. Question, is this truly a transition to another world? Answer, of course. Question, how simply you explain this. Just turn yourself inside out, form good connections, and suddenly you're in another world? Answer, yes. Question, is this what is required of us from above? Is this why they beat us all the time in this world, so we turn inside out? Answer, in principle, yes. Comment, that is, running from yourself, changing your name, and so on, by and large, that's all. Answer, it doesn't mean anything. He does not change his nature. He doesn't change himself. Question, this is the most important question. That is, he keeps living on the same plane? Answer, he does. Question, can we not change anything on this plane? Answer, no, there can only be more disappointment. Question, so your main advice is to find like-minded people who turn themselves inside out, and ask together with them? Answer, yes. Question, as a result, what turns us inside out, does it come from above? Answer, the upper force. Question, so all our requests, one way or another, are always to him? Answer, even if you don't ask. If you try a little, if anyone can change you, it is only him. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 10, 2023. We should not ban speech. Question, there have been debates about freedom of speech, democracy, and hate speech for decades. Should we allow mean-spirited speeches of evil people? Answer, we need this, we have to learn from this. Otherwise, we, the narrow-minded ones, may not get a clear understanding of the depths of human nature. Comment, you are talking about human nature, and he, of course, was talking about democracy. My response, democracy is one of the expressions. Question, the question is, do the boundaries of what is allowed still exist or not? Here a malicious person makes terrible speeches, and they say, let him say it, do not do anything to him. Answer, I also think that we need this. It is necessary to verbally express everything. And then? Question, and then, what will the authorities that hear this do? Answer, this is their problem, how to limit and prevent the development from speeches to action. There should be speeches, we should study them, we should perceive them correctly and object to them, build our attitude on this. Question, do I have to work on this, rise above this, and generally build all the arguments in the fight against this? Is this how I grow? Answer, yes. Comment, if only humanity behaved like this. My response, we would have learned something gradually. Question, the first natural instinct is to suppress. It is natural to immediately suppress. Is it wrong? Answer, of course. Question, tell me, how in this case, if we talk about the country, should the people be educated to choose such leaders who will work with everyone who opposes them in this way? Answer, people should be included in discussions, understand their dependence on such statements, and learn. They must have a desire to learn. But it depends on the preparation, it depends on the society. Question, do we need to raise such people? This is education. Answer, absolutely. Question, what, in your opinion, is a true democracy? Answer, true democracy is when everyone is given the opportunity to develop according to their natural inclinations on the one hand. But, on the other hand, he is put in a certain relationship with the surrounding society that he begins to perceive the consequence of his democratic approach to himself, and all the flaws in his perception of the world quickly become clear to him. Question, does a person in a democratic society understand that I started it and it was started by me incorrectly, and I need to correct myself? Answer, Yes. A person should feel as if he is on such a lathe, which he starts, carves out some kind of block of himself, and at the same time, he understands and feels by the reaction of the machine, which is nature to him, to what extent he can continue, change himself, and so on. Question. In other words, how should it be refined it to some kind of harmony, an ideal state? Answer, yes. Question. You, in a way, said now that a person even manages society, as it were. Each person. Does it mean that his advice, his desire come in and work? Does he see where he made a mistake, where he did not make a mistake and he corrects himself? Answer, yes. We need to try to create such a society so that everyone can shape themselves. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 3, 2023. Between multiple authorities and a singular authority. Question. How can we enter under the authority of a teacher in order to move by this to the authority of the upper? Answer. To do it, you need to be in connection with your friends and then compare how connected you are with them, with the teacher, and with the Creator. All this connects together, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Question. In the Shemati article, what is the measure of faith in their Av? Baal HaSulam writes that there are multiple authorities and there is the authority of the Creator, the singular authority. According to the teacher's advice, we should be in wholeness, in connection. How can we oppose multiple authorities with the authority of the Creator at every moment of time? Answer, think about it all the time. Question. Can we win this battle by constantly changing multiple authorities over us and finally come to together? Answer, of course. By the way, this is not so difficult. It is harder to start and get organized, after that moving forward is no longer a problem. That is, of course it is a problem, but it is no longer such enormous work. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 21, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Shemati 10. What is the measure of faith in their Av? Faith, awe and unity. Question. What is the connection between faith, awe, and unity? Answer. In unity we find the force that unites us, the awe with which we turn to it, and thus achieve the goal of creation, that is, the feeling of the Creator in us. Everything is aimed only at bringing us together because it is only then that the Creator can be revealed in us. Question. How can we correctly focus on the Creator giving complete faith as a reward? Answer. Your thought should be focused on getting such a feeling from the Creator's attitude toward you where you could do anything for Him. This will be the reward for all your efforts. Question. Is complete faith a state of final correction, Gamma Tikkun? Or is it there at every stage? Answer, in some ways it exists at every stage. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 20, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the people's shepherd? Is the whole people in the work? In the work? About the quality of our effort. Question. How can we separate the qualities that prevent us from moving forward from ourselves? Answer, separating them is very simple. If they strengthen your connection with the group, you leave them, and if they are against your connection with the group, you move away from them. Question, how can we check the quality of our efforts? Answer, if there is a reaction to them, then their quality was good. This is the only way. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 26, 2023. Writings of Rabash. Come unto Pharaoh, Part 1.